a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
We will call the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission meeting to order. It's approximately 1:30 on October 13th. This is Chairman Nelson. I have present with me in the meeting room Commissioner Feagin, and we have Commissioner Hansen joining us by telephone. So far as the agenda is concerned, I think the only agenda change is the pipeline safety issue. We will move to the bottom of the agenda. Otherwise, we'll take everything else in order and shouldn't be too problematic. With that, consumer reports. Deb Gregg.
Thank you, Chairman Nelson. The commission received a total of 70 contacts since the report was prepared for the September 28th, 2015 commission meeting. 11 of the contacts involved telecommunication services, 16 of the contacts involved electric service, one contact was related to natural gas service, two contacts related to wireless service, 17 contacts related to the Do Not Call Registry, 10 contacts related to Dakota Access Pipeline, and 13 contacts related to issues not regulated by the PUC. We still have two open complaints for 2014, but 1,607 of the 1,637 complaints received in 2015 have been resolved.
Thank you. Questions?
Mr. Chairman, just a quick question on the open complaints in 2014. Do we see those being resolved soon, or will that come? Because we're going to be closing 2015 pretty soon, so just want a little bit of information on how we can close 2014.
We were kind of waiting for the summer weather to come through the hills, because that seemed to be the problem where lightning strikes. And so I think that has passed. There hasn't been any outages really related to the lightning. So I'm thinking, Ms. Kramer and Mr. Topp, we probably could go ahead and see if we could close those complaints. Anything else to add, Karen?
Thank you.
To that? No.
Any other commissioner questions? If not, Deb, thank you. We will, let me just double check. Brian Bulci, have you joined us? If not, he's going to be late, because we are on electric docket EL 15-028 in the matter of the joint request for a service rights exception between Northwestern Corporation doing business as Northwestern Energy and Central Electric Cooperative. Mr. Goglin, go ahead.
It's it's in our service territory. They put in a new house. And Central serving right across the road, the house across the road. So they're just maybe 400 or 500 feet away from this new house. And we're close to a mile and a half. So it doesn't make much sense for us to run a mile and a half, a single phase, which would cost the customer quite a bit of money when the Central is located right across the road. And it'd be more beneficial for the customer.
Excellent. Questions from the commission? Seeing none, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, in EL 15-028, move that the commission approve the requested service rights exception between Northwestern and Central Electric.
Discussion on the motion.
And these are always one of those sunshine dockets that commissioners like to see when two utilities save money of a consumer and work together. So thank you.
Other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries, and thank you to both Northwestern and Central for working together to get Mr. Larson taken care of.
You're welcome, and thank you.
That will bring us to EL 15-029 in the matter of the petition of Otter Tail Power Company for approval of the Environmental Cost Recovery Rider Charge. And with that, we will go to Otter Tail.
Thank you, Chair Nelson and Commissioners. Otter Tail believes that staff's memorandum covers all the issues in this docket quite well. They've done a very, very thorough job there. But I'll point out a couple things that are actually in their memo just to reinforce them. This is an update to our environmental cost recovery rider charge, and the new rate is approximately 2.5% increase over the previous rate, bringing us to an overall impact now of this rider of about 9% to customers, which, while it seems like a lot, it's a lot less than what we anticipated originally. which we thought would be about a 12% increase. And the 9% actually also includes our Hoof Lake MATS project. So I think we've done pretty well on keeping things under budget with this project. We also anticipate this will be as high as the rate goes. Once the project goes in service and depreciation starts, the rider will kind of follow the depreciation curve down a bit. It'll be slow, but it'll continue to decrease after this increase. And the AQCS project is progressing towards its in-service date in December. Things are going pretty well on it, and I've got Kirk Finney on the line from Big Stone. Kirk's the manager of the AQCS commissioning phase, so if there's any questions related to the project itself, Kirk is available, and I'm available for anything related to the rate itself.
Thank you. Staff.
Thank you. This is Brittany Melhoff for staff, and we filed a memo last week, so I will just rely on that and recommend approval. Thank you.
Questions from the commission? Let me, first of all, echo Mr. Bython's comments that the staff memo was very good, so thank you for that. And maybe this was covered, but let me just ask, am I understanding that any of the remaining expenses to finish up the Big Stone project, that those will not cause any further increase in this particular rider?
That's correct, Chair Nelson. The rider is forecasting it out through the into 16, so through October of 16, and we're going in service here in December. There'll be a few costs trickling in during 16 and maybe a few in 17, but they're not enough to offset the other reductions that will occur as part of the rider calculation.
Thank you. Other questions? Commissioner Fegan.
I just about hate to ask this question, but I guess I'm just curious. Do you have any idea on the projection or the forecast on when this would maybe come into a rate base instead of a rider? Not that I'm advocating that. I'm just curious.
Chair Nelson, Commissioner Fegan, we don't have any plans to file a base rate case in the near future. And the earliest we'd probably file would be with a 17 historical test year is a best guess at this point. So that wouldn't come in until sometime in 18.
Thank you. You have lots of smiles in the room from a lot of analysts. So I'm glad you had them smile today.
That's not what we're anticipating at this point. So
thank you.
Yeah, you can add a couple commissioners to that, too. Additional questions? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, in EL 15-029, I move that the commission approve Otter Tail Power Company's environmental cost recovery rider charge and its associated tariff revisions with an effective date of November 1st, 2015.
Discussion on the motion. Commissioner Fegan.
This is just another example of when environmental regulation cost ratepayers money, and I'm very appreciative of Otter Tail and Northwestern and Montana Dakota Utilities on maintaining the budget and actually being quite a bit under budget, so I appreciate that. But just again, this is a cost to ratepayers for environmental regulation.
Additional discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. And let me just check on the phones. Ivan Vankus, have you joined us?
Yes, I have.
And Cameron Sabin?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Excellent. We will then go to EL 15-036 in the matter of the application of Black Hills Power Inc. for approval of tariff revisions related to its cost of gas agreement with Black Hills Utility Holdings Inc. And the question being, shall the commission give the executive director authority to enter into necessary consulting contracts? And I'm just going to go to staff first off for this.
Thank you. This is Brittany Malhoff for staff. And given our review so far of the application, I believe we will need assistance from consultants. So we just ask for the executive director to have authority to enter into contracts. Thank you.
Thank you. Black Hills, anything to add?
No, not from our end. I think, you know, if staff needs assistance on oil and gas issues, then I think other commissions are doing the same thing.
Thank you. Questions from the commission? Commissioner Feagin.
Could you help me understand how this is going to be budgeted, like how this is funded?
Yes, most of the time when we ask for consulting help, we have a filing fee that we can charge back to the company for. In this case, I don't believe we have statutory authority to do so. So we'll just have to come out of our general budget. I don't want to, I don't know what line item it would come out of, but I did speak with Cindy and she did not think it would be an issue for the budget.
Thank you. I certainly appreciate that. And it might be something we need to look into in the future on when we get new type of items like this on what we can do legislatively, maybe to protect other consumers. Thank you.
Additional commissioner questions? Is there a motion? I will move in EL 15-036 that the commission give the executive director authority to enter into necessary consulting contracts. Discussion on the motion. Obviously, this is a very new area for all of us, and so seeking the appropriate expertise is a wise move. Additional discussion. Hearing none. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Brings us to EL 15-038 in the matter of the petition of Northern States Power Company, DBA XL Energy, for approval of its 2016 infrastructure rider project eligibility and factor update. And the question is, shall the commission assess a filing fee in the amount of up to $250,000 to account for actual expenses incurred in review of this filing commencing from the filing date? And I'll go to staff first.
Thank you, Commissioner. This is Adam DeHewick, and we are just asking the commission to assess the filing fee in this case.
Thank you. XL, any input?
No, Commissioner Nelson. This is Deb Paulson on behalf of XL. The company does not object to staff's recommendation.
Thank you. Questions from the commission or motions?
Mr. Chairman, in EL 15-038, move that the commission assess a filing fee in the amount of up to $250,000 to account for actual expenses incurred in review of this filing commencing from the filing date.
Discussion on the motion. Hearing none. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. We will then move to telecommunications, TC 15-056, in the matter of the approval of a resale agreement between Quest Corporation doing business as CenturyLink QC and Intech Inc. And we'd had considerable discussion on this at our last meeting. And I guess at this point, staff, anything to add?
Nothing further to add at this time.
CenturyLink, anything to add?
Nothing further to add for us.
Intech, anything to add?
Nothing further from us either.
Okay, with that, and I want to say to all the parties, thank you for giving us a couple extra weeks so that we could dig a little further into this. Questions from the commission? Motions? I will move in TC 15-056 that the commission approve the resale agreement. I would also suggest that regarding the certificate of authority issue that was raised at the last meeting, that the commission staff continue to look at that issue and get more information from Intech on how it proposes to operate, particularly as an aggregator for other carriers, so we can learn a little bit more about this as we move forward. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Fegan votes aye.
And Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. We are moving along very rapidly. That brings us to PS 15-001, in the matter of the filing by Commission Pipeline Safety staff for approval of a penalty for a pipeline safety violation by Humboldt Municipal Gas Utilities. We've had a considerable amount of discussion on this particular issue. We had asked the Humboldt Gas Board to come back to us with a proposal. I think I'm first going to go to Commission staff, maybe. Yeah, go ahead, Kristen.
This is Kristen Edwards for Commission staff, and Mary Zanter is on the line, and I can turn it over to her to answer any questions. One change that I would note is Mike Gary has replaced Harvey Schumacher since our last meeting.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Can somebody then tell us who is the current president of the Humboldt Gas Board?
That would be Mike Gary.
Okay, so not okay.
Was he a current member?
I don't believe so, and I'm sure they have.
Yes,
more.
I can speak to that. This is Mike Gary, and I've been an HVAC contractor here in Humboldt for 26 years, and I was the first president of the Humboldt Municipal Gas Utility from 1996 until 2002.
So you're just coming back on the board, correct?
I was reappointed to the board last week by the Humboldt Municipal Town Board.
Correct.
To fill the term of Harvey Schumacher, who's resigned for personal reasons.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
With that, I'm going to turn it over to Mike. You folks had sent us an email regarding a proposal, and so I'm just going to turn it over to you for you to visit about that and expand on anything that you might like to.
Okay, thank you. Chairman Nelson, I'm going to turn you over here shortly to Brenda Haviland. Brenda is the one that's done the heavy lifting here to bring us to this point. I am a week into this, being reacquainted with what I've done before, and I was really saddened when I learned of the current situation that the utility and the town board finds themselves in. And safety is an issue that cannot be compromised under any circumstance. And it has to be job one. Now, the town board has reappointed me to fill this term on a temporary basis to try to get this utility back on track. Now, the Humboldt Municipal Gas Board and the town board, they've got many challenges ahead of them in this case. But safety cannot be one of those. Now, I think we can put this thing back on track, and we're going to give it our best try. And that being said, as far as the proposal is concerned, I'm going to turn that over to Brenda Haviland, and she can bring you up to date there.
And before Brenda begins, this is Chairman Nelson. I just want to make sure, as part of the docket, we received this email dated October 5th, 2015, addressed to Ms. Edwards, and it's signed Sincerely Humboldt Gas Board. But I just want to make sure this is the position of the Humboldt Gas Board as adopted at a public meeting of the board. Is that correct?
This is Brenda Haviland. Yes, that is correct.
Thanks, Brenda, and go ahead.
Okay. Where we're at with that letter, we're proposing, hiring a person. As Commissioner Fegan had stated in our last meeting, this needed to be done now. Not 6 months from now, not 3 months from now. So I had asked Mike Gary to please come back on the board since what transpired with Harvey Schumacher. Also along with that, a gentleman by Donnie Bull, who used to be hired by the city and did the gas board stuff prior throughout his job duties, had done it for several years. I don't know the exact amount. He has agreed to come back on board, of which he will be starting tomorrow. He will be at that 20 hours. And along with that, Daryl Sieverding will still stay on board with the other 15 to 20 hours. With that being covered, what we had proposed, all hours and being, OQ'd, would happen as soon as possible with all the training coming on board with Donnie Bull. That is where we're at as of today.
Brenda, thank you. It's obvious to me that you all have done the scrambling that we asked you to do. Unfortunately, Mr. Shoemaker had personal issues that he had to deal with, and you found somebody else to step into his place. We appreciate that. You've sent us a proposal. At this point, I think we'll open it up to commissioner questions. Commissioner Feagin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It is certainly good to hear that Mr. Gary is back and to have that expertise back on the National the Natural Gas Board. Gives me a lot of confidence that you can move ahead and make sure that you're in compliance with PHMSA and state laws. So that certainly is nice to hear. Johnny Bull, did you say he was on the Natural Gas Board or he actually was an employee of the city before?
It's Donnie Bull, and he was an employee of both the city and the gas board.
Oh, okay.
That was his job before.
Great. I still have some questions and some concerns because, like what Mr. Gary said today, is that it is extremely important that the Natural Gas Board is on track. And when we met in December of 2013, and Brenda, you weren't even on the board then, but when we met with that first complaint of SP 13-001, all three commissioners agreed. We're not going to micromanage. We want you to manage your Natural Gas Board. And those thoughts kind of got off the table in the last few weeks. And even we just need to make sure that it's managed properly, because in the last 2 years, it probably has not been. Then in February of 2015, it was brought back to our attention. The complaint of 2013 was brought back to our attention. But we deferred it as a commission because the staff asked us to, and the town board or the Natural Gas Board asked us to, because you were in negotiations with Northwestern. And then in August of 2015, we have new complaints. First of all, for the staff, why is it confidential, the penalty calculation worksheet, confidential in the 2015 filing and not confidential in the 2013 filing?
We didn't originally make the penalty calculation confidential, and looking back, we kind of decided that probably would have been the route to go. It would give us, I guess, more leeway to work within that, and we kind of wished we had done that in the beginning.
In 2013?
Yes.
Okay. Because it kind of surprises me. As you know, we like to have the public know what's going on, and in 2013, they could see that on our website, and now they can't because it's confidential, so we can't talk about it. We can't talk about the severity or anything, so I was just curious on that. Tell me, Brenda, a little bit about the process and how you decided on a part-time versus full-time or contract work or whatever. How did your board, Natural Gas Board, come up with that process on a part-time person?
Looking through the regulations and what was going to be coming forward with that, it showed that you had to have a person be able to be as a backup. And the other concern was, if Daryl was ever gone for 2 weeks, who then do we have other than we'd have to hire someone contracted out? And considering the proposal originally back in December of 2013, when it was said 20 hours and 15 hours, we figured if we get two people OQ'd, then the other could inspect the other. Now, that came about from and I'm sorry, I don't have it right in front of me, from an email that Mary Zanter had sent, or Amy Simmonsma, regarding the new regulations possibly coming out. So with that being said, that way someone else could inspect the other's work as far as any, you know, shutoffs that would need to be done, rather than having one full-time person. That way, Daryl would be able to go on his two-week guard camps that he serves, you know, for the guards. Or if someone was on vacation, meaning if Don Bull went on vacation, Daryl would be there to cover that.
This is Mike Gary, Commissioner Fegan. Could I interject something here?
Sure.
Donnie Bull and Daryl Sieverding know each other. They worked together previously. Donnie Bull was the what we call our city man for many, many years, and he also took on the responsibilities of the natural gas utility for 20 hours a week. And these two know each other. They've worked together before, and I think it's a pretty natural fit here. They should be able to, Daryl should be able to bring Donnie back up to speed rather quickly. And we're already online with some training meetings that we've got coming up here now. So I think we can do this very, very quickly. And the fact that they know each other, they don't have that learning curve to go through, they get along very well. So I think that's a positive in this particular area.
Thank you. That's good to hear. A question about Amanda Simmonsma's job responsibility. Does she have any responsibility to the Natural Gas Board the last 2 years or the last year?
Yes, and yeah, she still does today, too, at this time, yeah. Brenda, I think it's 15 hours a week. Is that correct?
Well, she was supposed to do the 15 hours a week where Daryl was supposed to be do the 20. In light of that, she was also supposed to be OQ'd. That had never transpired.
Okay. When I reread the stipulation, because I thought that was wrong when we talked about that at the ad hoc meeting, I think actually Daryl was 15 and Amanda was 20. Is that right, Mary? Sometimes it's hard to get off a mute, so. Anyway, if she comes back on, if
thank
Mary.
You, thank you. Sorry. You were right. I was still on mute, even though I had pushed it. I don't have that in front of me as to recall it, unfortunately.
I re-looked at it, and I think I'm right on that anyway. But so in the last, whatever, 9 months or 10 months that Amanda Simmonsma has been in her position, she has spent time on the natural gas side of things, maybe about 15 hours a week or whatever, but she hasn't been certified yet. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. When I look at the letter, when I first got the letter, and Mike, you certainly, Mr. Gary, you certainly shed some light on that letter, which is good. But when I first got the letter, I was quite disappointed because it was very vague. It was very vague, and I didn't see a step-to-step compliance in the letter. And I wanted to make sure it was a near-term compliance and a permanent compliance. So I just want to make sure that the staff and the town and the town board or the natural gas board, I guess, make sure they have a step-by-step compliance on the near-term compliance and the permanent compliance, because we can say a lot of things at a meeting, but I just want to make sure that it's in writing. Some things that I would like looked at in a step-by-step compliance is that, first of all, that you need to be compliant, just like Mr. Gary said, compliance with federal law and state law, to make sure that you're in compliance with PHMSA and open meetings laws and open records laws and all those type of things, and make sure that your town board, I can't find minutes where they have ever voted on a natural gas board member. I can't find that they ever voted on Brenda. I can't find that they have voted on Harvey's year-to-year term. He's been on a year-to-year term, so he's had one-year terms, it looks like, for the last few years, and I can't see that they have re-upped his term on that. So I just want to make sure that they have that in the minutes and et cetera. So that's number one. Number two, I want to make sure that there's a training program for our natural gas board members. I think Mr. Gary can fill that role very well in making sure that all members of the natural gas board understand the legal responsibility and the roles and tasks of the natural gas board. Number three, I want to make sure that natural gas employees, it appears to me they don't attend necessarily or don't report to the natural gas board meetings. So I want to make sure there's a lot of communication with the employees and the natural gas board. I got a lot of head shaking at the last meeting, and it didn't look like to me the natural gas board members were aware of compliance issues until Mary came out in September. So they went a whole month or even more than that. Actually, maybe 6 months, not knowing that there were compliance issues. So I want to make sure the employees of the of the natural gas system communicate with the Natural Gas Board immediately on compliance issues. Number four, the qualified operators, like Mr. Gary said, that needs to be immediate, that those people are in compliance and that they're qualified and certified. And if that means hiring a consultant to drive from Mitchell to Humboldt to meet with your Natural Gas Board and your staff, it sounded like in the first letter that there were going to be also board member backups. So I want to make sure that that is ironed out and you guys figure that out. Number five, I just want to make sure that you spent the time on making sure that the staff effectiveness and the roles and goals and the time is right. Because when we asked, Mr. Nelson or Chairman Nelson asked Daryl on how many hours he spent on the natural gas the last 2 years on the natural gas side of his job, he said, quote, "I can guarantee you at least 30 hours per week." Well, if Daryl was spending over 30 hours a week, and Amanda was spending 15 hours a week, are we going to be in compliance with the number of hours that we have? So I just want to make sure that you look at that. Also, Daryl even suggested that we hire a full-time person. The town board suggested we hire a full-time person. You may have the perfect fit. I don't know. I just want to make sure that you study all that and make sure that we have that backed up and it's effective. Number six, I want to make sure that you guys have a backup plan, and you may have that, but it's always there. And if somebody goes into the National Guard or whatever, that you have a backup plan and that you contract if it's not working out. We heard last time at the ad hoc meeting, Daryl was gone for a few weeks, and he talked to the Gerritsen group, but they never promised that they would actually back them up, especially on emergency issues. And so there was never formal agreement on that. And I just want to make sure there's formal agreements on backups. Number seven, I just want to make sure that you keep the public informed on what's going on with the natural gas and keeping your minutes updated on the internet and et cetera. And number eight, that maybe that we have a monthly report to the PUC on the compliance of the details. So I would like to see a lot more details in your plan. It is good news to have Mr. Gary back. I just want to make sure that we have a little bit more details in the stipulation and that you work with staff. I do have a few questions that I want you to come back next time on. These are just curious questions. The question next time is, I just can't understand. We heard twice from Harvey, the president, last time, that the offer that Northwestern made would not pay for any of the remaining bond or the indebtedness, and rates would actually go up. So I would just like the facts of that offer, and we might have to do that in a confidential session, but that's hard that Northwestern would have made that offer that wouldn't have paid any of the indebtedness of the bond and rates would have went up at the same time. The second thing I'd like for you to look in, and I asked this last time of President Shoemaker, I asked about on-call and if there was pay for on-call, because it looked like you had voted on it at a natural gas meeting, that there would be a $2 pay per hour if you were on-call, and they said no, they never did anything. Well, I went back and looked at the minutes of January 17, 2013, and the Natural Gas Board voted to recommend approval of $2 an hour for all on-call hours for the natural gas system. The motion carried with everyone present at the meeting. So if the Natural Gas Board truly has autonomy and it's their authority, I don't understand what Harvey was telling me last time. So, Mr. Gary, you might have to meet with Harvey and figure out what he meant last time, and if you guys can just, it was confusing to me what Harvey told me and according to the minutes. And the last thing I'd like you to report on next time is your main was hit a couple weeks ago, your 2-inch main, by a contractor that appeared that did not call 811. So just wanted to know a little bit more about that, although you did send us a letter, but wanted to know if you were filing a formal complaint with the 811 board. Thank you.
Additional commissioner questions. Commissioner Hansen? Now we can, yes.
Okay, sorry about that. I had my speaker up. I don't have any right now. Thank you.
Thank you. I guess I've got maybe one question. How long do you project that it will take to get Mr. Bowe qualified?
This is Brenda Haviland again, and I'll. The only thing I can go off of is based off of what Mary Zanter had said in the last one, there's no, you know, definite time. He's already agreed to do online training with the gentleman from Mitchell. He also will be going to one of the training sessions on October 21st. And I myself need to look into how much, you know, what all training is necessary to bring him on board so that we can quality check and oversee this process. So he's on board with doing everything as soon as possible. Where it benefits us is that he was OQ'd before. He already knows the processes. It's just a matter of re-going through and doing all the sessions when they can be done. Now, with that being said, we've also given Mary Zanter all of our emails, so that way there is no loss in communication. She CCs us if something is sent to the mayor of Humboldt in regards to letters and whatnot. So that's another step that we had taken.
Very good. I guess I'll just make one other comment. Commissioner Feagin had a list of recommendations and requests, and mine will be very short compared to that list. And by the way, I concur with everything that she has suggested. It's a great list. And this is for Mr. Gary. I think Commissioner Feagin said that we don't want to micromanage your deal over there. And boy, I emphasize that I am not into telling local governments how to do their business. But I will say that as we've had these discussions over this issue, the one thing that has become very clear to me is the need to really beef up communication between the president of the gas board and members of the gas board, between the gas board and the town board, between the gas board and the public at large. Just appears to me that a whole lot of improvement could be made there, and I think that will put everybody in your town in a better position to make decisions regarding the gas issue as we move forward. With that, staff, do you have anything to add, or shall I turn it back over to Commissioner Feagin for what might be a recommendation?
We're certainly happy to keep working with Humboldt, and we'll do what we can to get through this situation. And staff is willing to unconfidential, if you will, the information we filed. If the president and mayor are willing to do so as well, we'll make that public yet today.
Commissioner Feagin.
Thank you. I just recommend that we defer this docket for 2 weeks. I would like the staff and the Natural Gas Board to work on step-by-steps with timelines. And I went through the 8 things that I think that should be in there at least. And I am so thankful for Mr. Gary and for Brenda really stepping up. It has certainly given me much, much hope in the last 40 minutes than I had in the last 2-3 weeks. So thank you for doing that. I look forward to seeing a more detailed plan. I think you got this. I think you can get this, and I look forward to seeing that.
So my question then, Mr. Gary, does all of that sound workable and reasonable from your perspective?
Very much so, and we're waist deep in it right now, and we will wade through this and get this job done. We'll try to get back here in 2 weeks with some answers and some details to these other questions.
Very good. And just Commissioner Hansen, are you okay with deferring?
Absolutely.
Thank you. As am I, and so we will defer this for 2 weeks for some additional work on the docket, and again, greatly appreciate everybody spending the time that they are on it to bring us to a good resolution. With that, announcements. I think the only announcement we've got is we will have our next regularly scheduled meeting at a different kind of a time. It will be on Thursday, October 29th. beginning at 9:30 in the morning and probably plan to spend all day because I know we're going to have a long agenda. With that, anything else for the good of the order? Seeing nothing, is there a motion?
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Aye.
And Nelson votes aye. We are adjourned.